There was a program on last night, and I think every time it's been announced, it's been about five or six times, and I rush to get a video, and I'm always too late. It's an old Horizon, not too old, about 3 or 4 years ago, about a plane crash in the Andes. And it's the most spectacularly gripping thing you've ever seen in your life. It happened in 1953 in BOAC. We used to fly from, I think it's up outside of Peru. We used to fly over the Andes, then from Uruguay to Argentina, perhaps. And it was when British Airways had these routes. Why British Airways were flying those routes, but it was going to be a BOAC. Anyway, there was this one plane, and they give you all the people who are on the plane. It's just like a film noir, which Barry Norman's on the phone later on. But there was like two spies on it. There was an actor. There was a person running away from an affair, and they know who was on it. And this plane took off in bad weather from Montevideo. Don't correct me here, but anyway, the idea is it's on its way to Argentina. Now, it had to fly the Andes for this. And it was lost for a while, and then it came back on the radar, and it said, we're 4 minutes outside the airport, which was their call. As they crossed the Andes, we're 4 minutes outside, and we're on our way in. So they cleared the runway, and they looked for it, and they looked for it, and it didn't show up. And by its last known position, they thought it's come down on the other side of the Andes in a terrible snowstorm, etc. And they couldn't find it. So you only had to think, what do you mean you couldn't find it? And he said, well, they knew the area. They knew its last known position. They found absolutely no trace of this plane. None. And it's 1953, and they show the and they had the widow of the pilot on there saying, and they knew the route really well, and they were in radio contact. And the last thing they said was, they had this, it said STADNDA, I think. That's what they got. And they said, what do you mean? And they said, STADANDA. And I said, well, what is that? And then it lost contact. And it was 4 minutes we went to the airport. They know that, and they couldn't find a single piece of wreckage, nothing. So it goes to black, and then it fades up again, the present day. And there was these, you know, just literally for the tourists and the rooms, they take you around the glaciers and all the things around in the Andes. And they were there 2 years ago. And the guy went up into one ravine, and there was a huge airliner tire, still pumped up, still there, just sitting there, a huge tire. Couldn't figure it out, came back to town, said, is there any planes missing? They said, no. They went back to the location, and next to it this time was a perfect engine, DC-10 engine or whatever it was, sitting next to it. And they said, it wasn't there. He said, I took a photograph of me with the tire. It's not there. Now it's there. This was like a week ago. And they came back a few weeks later, and there were clothes and things around. Now, this is Horizon. You think, well, all right, what's the deal with the disappearing airplane?
Yeah.
They couldn't figure it out. Cut long story short, because we're on the radio here, and we sound like sitting around in the pub. Anyway, but and they tried, and what happened was, this is so good, and at the end of it, and that's what I thought of you, because I'm thinking, well, that's obviously this plane has been followed, and piece by piece, it's been brought back, yeah. And that's the only thing. How could this happen? How can they keep going up there? Oh, and they found the other tire turned up. And as they went across, it wasn't like wreckage. They were just sitting there. And that's what happened was, the plane did hit this bad weather as it's coming over the Andes. And the pilot decided to try and go up above the storm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he'd gone up above the storm. And they didn't know, this was a year just before they found out what the slipstream was. They knew about that, but he didn't know the pressure in it. Now, he thinks he's going at 400 miles an hour. The heavy winds up there are putting him at about 250. So he thinks he's further on than he is. He can't see anything. Begins his descent, pow, hits the mountain, right?
Right.
Hits this mountain, causes an avalanche, which then covers the plane up. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So next day when they go out, they cannot see anything. It's a heavy storm.
Yeah.
The avalanche snow turns into a glacier, which has slowly, over the last 50 years, moved down the mountain. A bit at a time, it's coughing this stuff up out of the sheer ice. Unbelievable. And they said, this mystery is 50 years, and people... Anyway, Standet is what it was the last thing he said. And the only thing they don't know is what he meant by that. And there's now an internet website and all this, where people call Standet and the aliens and all this. But they now know what happened. It hit it, was covered up immediately, and it went down the mountain, and slowly with the glacier, until it's got to the bottom now. And week by week, out of the soft ice, it's strung up perfectly pieces of this aircraft. Unbelievable program.
Extremely, yeah.
But I can imagine you sitting there, Mike. Told you so.
Nothing.
They don't know. That's the only thing. And they had a little postscript again. They said, by the way, the STADNDEC, Standec, I think that's what it is, They said they have no idea, and they did confirm. They said, what do you mean, S-T-A-N-D-E-C? And it's just S-T-A-N-D-E-C again. They said, what do you mean? And it came back again at the last contact they had with it. And the only mystery of the thing now is they don't know what that was.
Quite an the alien,
it means. But it works, okay, up to that point. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking standard, but you know now, it went slowly moved down with a glacier, and it's been coughing up bits of the plane the last couple of years.
All
and
the way to Russia.
And every time they go back to that spot, there's a new piece of there are no bodies, though.
I was about to say, there'll be bodies.
No, there are no bodies. It's just bits of perfectly preserved bits. The tyre's still pumped up and everything. It's been sitting in the ice for 50-odd years. It's fantastic. It was on Choice or something last night, wasn't it?
No, it was a shame.
Oh, it's fantastic. Not always rushing around trying to find a video. How many faint videos do I buy? How many things do I take? None. How many times can I find them? Never.